This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Former President Jimmy Carter was in a tense exchange today in Sudan. He was trying to visit the leader of people displaced by the ongoing conflict in Darfur. When Carter asked to see the tribal elder, a security chief tried to stop him and reportedly shouted at the former president. Carter is in Sudan with a delegation of so-called elders, a group of internationally respected figures, including another Nobel Peace laureate, Desmond Tutu. NPR Charlene Hunter-Galt is traveling with the elders, and she joins us now from Khartoum. Charlene, you were there. So tell us what happened when President Carter met with that security chief.
Well, you know, we were in a remote area of the El Fasher region of Darfur called Haskanida, and Carter wanted to meet with the tribal leader because so many of the people seemed intimidated to tell them the real truth with all of these government security people around. But as he tried to get ready to go to the village, this security agent told him, "You can't go, it's not on the program." So this really angered Carter, who's saying, "We're going to go anyway."
And that's when things heated up, when the security chief actually raised his voice at the president.
I wouldn't call it a shouting match, but it was pretty intense. Carter was surrounded by his Secret Service detail, and they seemed to be getting a little bit edgy. I was able to talk to the former president after the incident, and this is what he said.
You know, I decided that I wanted to see the village chief, and the security agent had his strict orders to comply with the agenda that we had worked out ahead of time, the schedule. He was not authorized to let our entire big entourage, about 50 people, go wandering around in the village in an unanticipated way. So in order to compensate for his restraints, he helped us get the village chief to come and meet with us.
Carter told the security officials that he's going to tell Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir about the incident, and he's meeting with him today.
Charlene, is it clear that the security chief knew who he was talking to, that this was a former president?
Well, you know, who knows? I think that one thing, some things happen at the highest levels. I mean, clearly there were people all over Darfur who knew who Jimmy Carter was. They were very excited to see him. But this guy was a local functionary who had his orders and he was going to stick to them. But it didn't stop people from slipping notes into the pockets of a couple of the other founders. And these notes were very strong. I mean, people talking about the violence, the security situation, including the rape of girls. And they say that there was one 10-year-old who was raped just recently, and they talked about the violence and the threats of violence and begged them to help, as Desmond Tutu has said, be the voice for them, the voiceless.
Now, you're traveling with this delegation. They're slipping notes to the members of the delegation. Were you actually able to speak to anybody?
Oh, yes, I spoke to a lot of people, including people that Nelson Mandela's wife, Rasa Michelle, spoke to. These were women, and I happened to notice her talking to them, and I went over, and they were gesturing, and some of them were pretty obscene gestures, and they were actually describing the ways in which they were raped when they went to collect firewood. And so when she talked to them about, why don't you send the men, the women said, well, if we send our men, they'll be killed. We'll only be raped. And you could just see Grasa Michelle, and the look on her face just spoke volumes. It was a pretty amazing statement. And so I talked to them afterwards, and they told me some of the same things.
Now, the elders' visit to Sudan ends today. What was their objective? What did they hope to accomplish with this visit?
They have listened to a wide cross-section of people, although most of them were chosen by the government. But they've listened and they've gleaned things that they think are important to take back to President al-Bashir. At the end of this month, there's going to be a peace meeting in Tripoli. And right now, the only people involved in these talks are going to be those involved with the arms, the warring factions. And the people there are saying that they should include women, that they should include more of civil society.
Charlene, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Charlene Hunter-Galt in Khartoum. She covers Africa for NPR and was invited to travel as a journalist with the elders in Sudan. Charlene is also a trustee for the Carter Center.